When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 6 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, Discerning God's Will. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary wrote, "When believers have had their minds transformed and are becoming more like Christ, they will want God's will and not their own will for their lives. And only as they are being transformed will they be able to know, do, and enjoy what God desires for them." Our text for today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Paul says that transformation happens through the renewing of the mind. The Greek word for renewal in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, means to make new. In the New Testament, this word is used to describe the spiritual renewal that occurs in a believer's life through the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. This renewal involves being tested so that we can discern the will of God for our lives. Stephen J. Cole connects God's will back to the appeal from Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans 12, 2 shows how to develop the response to God's mercy that 12, 1 calls us to make. Paul is saying, "Rather than being conformed to this evil age, be transformed by renewing your mind so that you prove and practice God's good, acceptable, and perfect will." Cole gives more insight into Romans chapter 12, verse 2, with these words concerning Paul's admonition to discern God's will. The process of transformation is a lifelong work of God for which you are responsible. I base this point on the tense, voice, and mood of the verb. It is present tense, indicating an ongoing process. We're not talking about a quick fix or dramatic, instantaneous change, but steady, lifelong progress toward godliness. The verb is in the passive voice, indicating that this is a work of God in us. But it is also in the imperative mood, indicating that we are not totally passive in the process. We are responsible to discipline ourselves for the purpose of godliness. You can see 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. The balance is, from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." We have to obey and work out the salvation that God has given to us, but He is also willing and working in us at the same time. Therefore, discerning God's will is a process in which the believer undergoes testing times so that God's will can be correctly discerned. The verb testing primarily means to test or examine something to determine its genuineness or worth. It is often used in the context of testing metals to prove their purity. In the New Testament, it is used metaphorically to refer to testing individuals, doctrines, or spiritual truths to discern their authenticity and value. We must constantly examine our lives by renewing our minds to prove that we are living out God's will for our lives and not our own. When our minds are worldly, we selfishly chase after our wants and desires. When we have the mind of Christ, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, our thoughts are centered on God's plan and purpose for the life He has blessed us with. A large part of being a living sacrifice involves surrendering our thought life to the Lord so that we can discover His will. Some questions to consider. How is your mind tempted towards worldly thoughts when you're tested? In what ways does transformation occur through discovering God's will? How is conforming connected to desiring your will above God's? And finally, how does Paul's warning in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, connect to his discussion on God's will in Romans chapter 12, verse 2? From Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.